The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, 31st of October, 2016. And in case you haven't heard, the Cubs still haven't lost the World Series, and it is Devil's Night. Do we have a God's Night, where instead of showing up and threatening people if they don't give you, you know, if they don't give you goodies, that you might do a prank on them? So why don't we have God's Night, where people just come by and just give stuff to people, you know, without threat? Now, there's no trick here. We're just here to treat you. What would Jesus do in a socialistic society? Ron McDonald will be joining us tomorrow. He has been feeling a little bit under the weather, so I told him, I said, hey, you know, with stuff that's going around now, you know, you think it's pneumonia, you think it might be a chest cold, and 3 days later, you're laying in ICU, you know, 30 seconds from death. Whatever you do, take care of yourself. So he agreed to come on tomorrow, and he's resting up. But there's one subject that I have been dying to get into. And if you've noticed, the coverage on this has been less than Spartan. And I'm talking about the Bundys and the Malheur deal, the court proceedings, and we're hearing that the lawyer got attacked by federal marshals in a courtroom because he'd asked a judge a question. Yeah, now U.S. marshals, their job entails, and their duty by policy, is to curtail any semblance of any point of order in a courtroom. You get tased, you get wrestled, and you get thrown in jail. I've got a lot of problems with this deal. But Tom LaCavera, are we still doing Tom LaCavera Stewart deal?
We are.
How you doing, Tom LaCavera Stewart?
I am blessed to be here with you, John.
Well, this all boils down to the Bundys with the Malheur thing.
Mm-hmm.
They were charged with, was there a criminal trespass? Was that term used in the indictment?
There was talk about it, but the main charge was preventing, preventing officers of the United States from performance of their duties through threats, force, and violence, and or intimidation.
Okay, so the charge was, conspiracy to...
Yeah.
Yeah, to prevent federal workers from doing their job.
I must say, the government's, this time, it is the government's conspiracy theory.
Well, you know, this is pretty flimsy. You know, like I said, federal indictments, they're like the old style baby diapers, Tom. Once they're soiled, you just pick up a big basket full of them and throw them up against the wall and see which one sticks. And that's what they go. If that's their thinking, it's a conspiracy every time I walk into a United States post office, because these federal employees, who's impeding them from doing their job except themselves? Who gets hurt is the public. But that was their contention, that this Malheur thing was some kind of ramped up conspiracy, and they're ready to shoot people, and especially federal employees of the Bureau of Land Management and whatever else, from doing their job. Now, from what I understand, and you told me, you were out there, you saw what was going on, and there wasn't any federal employees. That entire Malheur thing, there were no barricades.
Nope.
People were allowed to come and go. The feds could come on if they wanted to. The feds could not. That was their choice. Federal employees, the trash guy, it didn't stop him from his appointed rounds, did it?
Nope. There were security perimeter checkpoints. However, those checkpoints were to establish security and protection for everyone. And that was where Ammon was brilliant. Anyone, press, liberal, conservative, regardless, government employee, maintenance staff, anyone could come and go as they pleased.
All right. Are you on Skype or are you on a phone?
Skype, sir.
Okay. I've been meaning to tell you about this. You're in a really reflective environment.
I'm building a studio above our apartment. I am managing a horse farm, and I have a temporary studio built in the barn.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Okay. Okay. I won't touch that. There was about three comments that I was about ready to make, but I'll spare everybody the sarcasm. Okay. So, they're found, and I wanted to go into this, because what we heard last week, Tom, is we heard the stories about the fire marshals, the U.S. marshals going after the attorney. What was the attorney's name?
Phil Pott and, damn it, it escapes my brain.
Mumford or something like that?
Yes. I have clips prepared for you.
Okay.
With these two attorneys, yes.
All right. So, we have for, 41 days, supposedly these law-breaking, interfering people taking over Malheur. And then we have LaFoy Finicum that just simply wanted to go to a county next to theirs and talk to the county sheriff. FBI and the whoever else was involved in LaFoy Finicum's shooting. And wasn't it nice for the FBI to release that video? And it's been since analyzed and picked apart, and appears that one of the individuals fires a non-lethal shot to force LaFoy Finicum to react and go toward the area with his hand where his sidearm was. Okay.
Yes, except his sidearm wasn't. That's the only problem.
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't. He did not have a sidearm on him that night. That was confirmed by four different independent sources that were there that I spoke to personally. He did not feel comfortable carrying a sidearm to go and meet with the constitutional sheriff and with the next county. They had a meeting with the people of the next county and the sheriff, and he did not want anyone to feel uncomfortable in that meeting.
So
he did not have his sidearm on.
So what we do know is that there was no resistance that was put up by LaFoy Finicum, and there were no shots fired by them, but there certainly was. It was not displayed to that roadblock, anybody at that roadblock, that they were under any sort of threat whatsoever. What did they think LaFoy Finicum was going to do? Get out and use his cowboy hat like Odd Job and Goldfinger? That he was going to somehow kill a Fed with a... What the hell? This part of the story has been completely glossed over, and as I see that, and we all know that we can trust the FBI nowadays, right? Yeah, just ask Mr. Comey. But what we have here is basically a murder, and that's the only way that I can call this. And this, again, is over the issue of the 50-year range war that's been going on. My God, Tom, it's Nevada and all the western states, they have been asking the question of the federal government, who the hell's land is this anyhow?
Well, that was decided in this case. One of the key parts to this case was adverse possession. And I sent you, I don't know if you got it or not, but I sent you a couple links on adverse possession as well as the definition of it, just so that you could have it in front of you. But it is the occupation of land to which another person has title with the intention of possessing it as one's own. Now, this goes back way back in time, and this is how critical this is. This goes back to Reconstruction because the state that we're discussing here is Oregon. It was not a southern state, and it was forced upon it a certain jurisdiction that is deemed unlawful, unconstitutional, and a usurpation. And in fact, I have also sent to you, and we have it published on Resurrect the Republic, Oregon House resolution rescinding 14th Amendment ratification due to fraud and usurpation. What this was an attempt by the federal government to take the jurisdiction that they had within the 10-mile square and insert that everywhere, in every state, everywhere in the republic. And it was not done so lawfully. Now, an argument could be made that it was lawfully done in the southern states, but it cannot be argued that in the northern states or states that came into the Union after the fact that this was even remotely lawful. And that is what Ammon sent me a text message and asked me to please bring the copy of that Oregon House resolution to him. And I passed it out to Fox News, the Oregonian, CNN, RT News, every news agency that was there. I gave them copies of this resolution, and there was not a peep. The only one who mentioned this was Rachel Maddow on a segment during the Bundy Ranch, in which she attacked that sovereign citizen conspiracy theory network of white supremacists that, again, yes, was created by the government to discredit this information.
Yeah, to be free. You know, you sent me, I was reading this. This is the resolution of the legislature of Oregon on specifically the 14th Constitutional Amendment. And yes, I am reading this. And this is hard to read because it's been copied, but it says, Article 11, Section 1, all persons born or naturalized in the United States. Now, keep in mind that this is post-14th Amendment here, because they have this penchant, and this is part of the argument, and it's not a specious argument. It goes right to the core of whose life is it anyway, and are we really serfs? And do we have autonomy? Do we have God-given rights, or do
yes,
we? Do
it's
we have
exactly the point?
Or do
what
we
they
have?
Did was
or,
they took this jurisdiction that was within the 10 miles, and in fact took the de jure republic, the established government of its day, and they created a de facto regime, and that's
and then he fuzzed out. Tom, I know you didn't get your internet down there fixed. You're building a studio. Isn't that kind of like putting a cart before the horse? They got the internet fixed? Then what just happened to him? Did the feds move on him? Somebody calls, they knock him off. Well, knock them off. Can you put a denial up there on your, no? Well, call him back. In the meantime, the adverse position, possession rather, and this is part and parcel of the government's case here. And this is by This is legal dictionary stuff here, folks. A method of gaining legal title to real property by the actual open, hostile, and continuous possession of it to the exclusion of its true owner for the period prescribed by state law. Personal property may also be acquired by adverse possession. I know what's going through your mind right now. Are you describing what the government does to individuals? Adverse possession is similar to prescription, another way to acquire title to real property by occupying it for a period of time. Prescription is not the same, however, because title acquired under it presumed to have resulted from a loss grant as opposed to the expiration of the statutory time limit in adverse possession. Tom, I was just going over the adverse possession legal definition. Yes. Now, what I was saying here before we got rudely interrupted by Internet Breakus Interruptus, Article 11, Section 1, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge, now pay attention to this, folks, privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States. Doesn't say anything about abridging your constitutional God-given rights. They talk about privileges and immunities. And what we discover here, Tom, becoming part of this 14th Amendment reconstruction after the fact of stealing the South's jurisdiction and running off to the 11 square mile area in Washington, D.C., which the Federalists had wanted to, how should we say, enforce the power of the federal government. This is basically what has happened. Now, it's been distilled, and there have been volumes of legal ramblings and books and teachings on what the Civil War was all about, but I think it simply boils down to this. Were we true and independent sovereign states, or were we, I guess, an extension of the federal government, that they hold dominion? This was a declaration. This entire Civil War, as they call it, I call it the War Between the States or the Northern Acts of Aggression. This was about stripping the states and sliding the Fed in so they have jurisdiction over those states. Is that?
That's exactly right.
Okay. So, all right. So they continue here. Citizens of the United States, but shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, but to deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Now, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't presume to debate that statement, but it gets convoluted and lost in the wash here when we start talking about anything that isn't a particular immutable state right and citizens thereof of that state. All of a sudden, the argument gets washed, and now we're in 52 different derailing tactics to try to confound and confuse by those very people in government that are writing these laws that up to the Civil War, by way of 13th Amendment, precluded them from being part of this process.
Yes, they are, by definition, an insurgent government. An insurgent government is defined by the United States Supreme Court. The legal description that is attached to the insurgent governmental system under the 14th Amendment is as follows. A government actually exercising power and control, as opposed to the true and lawful government, a government not established according to the Constitution of the nation or lawfully entitled to recognition or supremacy, but which has nevertheless supplanted or displaced the government du jour. So basically, what they did was they took that lawful jurisdiction and they replaced it with an insurgent government.
All right, let's take the break here. By the way, you're a little down on your end. Can you increase your volume a little bit?
Yes, sir, I can do that.
Okay, and we're talking to Tom Stewart Lacavera. We'll be speaking a little bit more about this subject because, folks, it's been pretty much wiped out of the mainstream media. Let's dare not follow this. just in case there are any good rulings that come out of it. We'll be back.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tom, how long are these clips, and what exactly are these clips?
Not long. I have clip RTR1 I gave to Mike from Ammon Bundy's lawyer, Morgan Philpott, immediately following the trial. It's just a couple-minute clip. If he can run that real quick, it speaks to adverse possession.
All right, let's run that clip. Go ahead. On the adverse possession. He doesn't know which one that is.
That would be RTR1, the first one I sent him.
Okay.
So, we had hopes relative to what was going on. I don't think we quite hoped to believe that it was going to turn out how it did today. That it was so overwhelmingly in support of Ammon Bundy that we would get not guilty on every single conspiracy charge, and including, this is very telling, including the truck taken by Mr. Benbach, which means the adverse possession claim was critical. Because the only way you get a not guilty, in my mind, on that truck is if they believe the adverse possession claim, which is huge. Now, beyond that, I think what happened at the end is very symbolic of the inappropriate escalation of force by the federal government.
No, they'd never do that.
It's sad that that has to occur. I wish they would have understood from that verdict that that was inappropriate. And second, his argument was legitimate before the judge, and if she wanted to hold him in contempt, she had the right to do so. She did not, and she asked them to step back, and they did not. His argument was based upon our detention hearing request, where we asked them to consolidate Nevada and Oregon's detention. And ironically for today, the court said they didn't have the authority to do it. Then how do you have the authority to detain him for Nevada if you don't have the authority to consolidate the hearings about Nevada and Oregon relative to detention?
So her claim was that there was a hold, U.S. Marshals hold from
Correct.
Nevada that was
that's
still
good.
Holding him.
Our argument is...
Mike, that's good. The point that he was making was, in adverse possession, that Medenbach had taken a truck from the refuge and he had gone into town. He was pulled over and he was arrested and he was charged with theft of the government's property. Well, here's the thing. When they took this stand, according to adverse possession, the jury found Medenbach not guilty of theft based upon the argument that the lawyer, which was Morgan Philpott, had made based upon adverse possession, which means that the people owned that property and the people showed up and took a stand and said, you guys are acting outside your bounds. We're taking a stand here. This is our property. This is the people's property. And he was found not guilty based upon that argument.
My brain is starting to spin here, because if I'm hearing that correctly, I see a mail carrier's U.S. mail truck parked next to the community mailboxes that they have now. Not individual mailboxes. We don't do that anymore. That takes too much time. We used to have letter carriers with bags that would go door to door. So I need a ride, and I'd called a cab, but I saw this mail truck sitting out there, so I jumped in it and drove off. I could do that. I could do that because
no. And I can make this, and I can explain this very simply.
Okay.
The United States Postal Service, in the performance of their duties in delivering the mail, have not usurped the power granted upon them by the people to deliver the people's mail. Whereas the federal government in the Malheur Wildlife National Refuge has usurped their authority, and they have gone beyond the confines of their constitutional restrictions, causing the people to take action. There is a difference. You see, you would have to say that the postal employee stepped out of his truck and smacked somebody across the face, and then maybe a citizen took possession of that truck and brought it to the facility of the postal service and said, you know, you have an employee who has overstepped their bounds.
That's gone postal, and we confiscated the vehicle and brought it back to the home nest. All right.
Yes.
Okay, let's take the bottom of the hour break, and are we going to take calls? Let's take some calls during this, because I'm sure that the audience has some intelligent questions to ask. Folks, the reporting on this has been spartan, as I've stated, because there's been little fact that has been released. And I would dare say that that was purposeful. This is huge. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's getthetea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday, but Tuesday just doesn't say.
Even though the media wanted to paint the Mal Heuer takeover as an armed standoff, that is incorrect, right, Tom?
That is absolutely incorrect.
Now, this wasn't what like the Nevada thing, and before we go there, oh my God, you know, herein lies the issue. We've heard things mentioned about Harry Reid in Nevada, Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, uranium ore ending up in the Russians' hands that evidently Hillary Clinton gave approval to, you know, whose property is this anyhow that we can start making deals to sell off minerals or anything else to foreign governments? And isn't it the state that owns that stuff, or is it the federal government stuff by order of their omnipotent decree?
Well, according to Article 3, Section 8, Clause 17, as Ammon has repeated time and time again, and Judge Grasty, who I openly and face-to-face challenged to an open and respectful debate, who declined because he said, and how do I quote this? because he has to take into consideration all laws and codes. He just departed from Constitution and went straight to statute and code. But according to Article 3, Section 8, Clause 17, there are a specific and limited, restricted purpose that the government can own land. And here again is this is so important. This case is so important. This not guilty verdict is so critically important because the adverse possession law basically states that, you know, the federal government's position was we own the land, and the people's position was we're the people. No, you don't. When you usurp your authority, we will come in. We will take a stand, and we will prevent you from discharging duties that are in contradiction to the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, well,
and yeah, you know, and there you go.
Well, and the Bundys, the government showed up at the Bundy Ranch to take their cattle off of what the government claimed was their land, and that
well. Not exactly. What that situation was the forfeiture of their cattle based upon the fact that they claimed that Clive and Bundy didn't pay the BLM his fees for providing a service that they never provided, and which the evidence, overwhelming evidence, supports that it was. Now, I have photographs of Clive Bundy in an irrigation ditch that he had built years before, the channel that took the Red River, and it kind of he irrigated portions of the land adjacent to the Red River, and it grew up with lush green vegetation. And what caused the desert tortoise to come to that land?
Oh God!
Was Clive Bundy's actual creation of this lush, Eden-like environment? So the federal government, with the $2 million facility that they tried to breed the desert tortoise, in which they became diseased and they had to euthanize, $2 million of the taxpayers' money completely wasted. Clive Bundy's position was: you guys take the people's money and you completely throw it out the window. You do not use it in a way that's beneficial to the people. Whereas I am a steward of the land and bring these critters here and give them a home and give them the environment by which they need to survive. And what the government would have done by stopping the Bundy Ranch from doing what it was doing would have adversely affected the same species that they were trying allegedly to protect.
Okay,
they are idiots.
Okay. Oh, all right, but the way I'm seeing this is the Bundys, the government went after them because they didn't pay their grazing fees, supposedly to support the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, and a sundry other groups from going in and making this nirvana so it pays dividends to the people that are on the land that the government doesn't own. Or does it? Yeah.
Well, it doesn't. And that's the plain and simple fact.
All right.
The government does not own the land. The state owns the land. Therefore, the BLM, as a federal 14th Amendment regulated agency by that jurisdiction, does not have the authority to come into state property, state land, and say, you know, it's basically like a mafia. You will pay our fees, or we'll rescind your, not your privileges, but your grazing what? Not grazing privileges, grazing rights.
Yeah.
And there, when a right is involved, the Supreme Court has declared that no rule making shall be allowed. That's the U.S. Supreme Court. By their own rules, they shot themselves in the foot.
All right, let's go to the phones here, because I'm sure people have a lot of questions on this one. Mike in Tennessee, you're first up. Hello, Mike.
Greetings, John. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Just wanted to do a little bit of housekeeping for clarification. That word sovereign came up. Sovereignty is an individual entity. It's something you possess on your own. It's not collective. It's not something that the state, which is a corporation or a thing, can possess, because sovereignty means creator. That which you create, you're sovereign to. This notion that the states are sovereign is erroneous. It's individual. It's something that you have from your creator that you possess, and those things that you create, you're in control of.
Okay, all right. Let me stop you right there, because what I have read and what most people adhere to, Mike, is that the states are sovereign in this respect, that they have immunity from the overstepping or unconstitutional actions of the federal government.
Yes, that's correct. God-given rights supported and defended and protected.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
If we're going to be totally honest here, folks, the states are corporations posing as they're creating...
Okay, well, let's not mix the metaphors here, because this is post-14th Amendment what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
Versus, Mike, the creation that they have set up, all right? They have created this entity called the federal government, and all kinds of little bylaws and policies and rules and regulations and statutes, and give it a name, give it a place, whatever. This is the issue. And what I see happening is the arguments jumping on both sides of this fence. It either is or it isn't. Either the states are sovereign, and I think this is why they still have their same individual and unique constitutions, even though that many of them are printed out exactly the same. That the states is a confederation. It is a union, all right? Confederated union. We have the federal government, its jurisdiction over what? Okay, pre-14th Amendment, post, and then we can get into that if you want. But here's the deal. What we have is an overreaching, centralized federal government and its rulemaking ability that's screwing up everybody's lives. And I don't think we can disagree with that. Now, either this is state sovereignty, or it's a state issue, or it's the federal government and a federal issue. I think this is the issue at hand.
In Bond versus United States, 2000 case, the Supreme Court ruled that the United States and all states are corporations. They cannot be sovereign because they do not possess the inherent qualifying things. They're not human.
Only John, may I?
Yeah, well, you can look, Tom, you can even address Mike directly. You don't have to go through me to talk to Mike.
Yes, Mike, what you're discussing is the state. What I am discussing is the republic. And the difference between the two is that one is de facto and one is de jure. And the de jure means we are endowed by our creator, whatever that creator, whatever that vision is in your mind.
I'll make that one simple.
Unalienable right.
Yeah, I'll make that simple for you, Tom. It's called God.
Yes, God.
Okay.
By certain unalienable rights. Now, these rights are protected. The Constitution is misviewed by the people. They think that the Constitution gives us or grants us something, where it absolutely does not. These rights that we have pre-existed the Constitution. What the Constitution is a restriction upon government as to where the government cannot go. So when we discuss sovereign rights, what we're talking about is God-given natural rights that existed before the Constitution was ever agreed upon. These rights are sacrosanct. They cannot be altered. They cannot be changed. They cannot be removed. Period. End of story. Shall not be is rather clear.
Sadly, the clerks don't seem to have that same view, because they trample on our God-given rights every day.
Well, that's because they're controlled by Marxists.
Well, yeah, okay, but they're guided by their 14th Amendment Reconstruction get-up.
Exactly.
Well, they're operating in administrative tribunals. That's why they utilize code and rules as opposed to the Constitution, because they're administrative tribunals.
Yes, and what you're talking about, Mike, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, but what you're talking about is a war that was declared upon the American people, and a manifesto that put forth a political and a social principle and a motive of war. And in a kind of sense, the 14th Amendment is a manifesto. It's the Communist Declaration of War. Pursuant to the Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx, he basically called the workers of the world to fight against capitalism. This is what we're talking about.
Tom, can I? Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Your voice is very thin and very reedy. Did you turn up your volume? And do you have your? How are you speaking into this?
I'm doing the best I can. Is that better?
I take it you're using the condenser mic.
I am.
Well, then you got to get closer to the condenser mic. There's no way around that.
I'm working on that.
Okay.
Is this better?
That's much better. Okay. I'm going to stop short of telling you to shove the laptop up your nose.
Sorry about that, sir, but we are building a
studio. No, I got you. All right.
Yeah. I mean, the folks here are making an amazing consideration. They're building me a studio here, and I bless them for that.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is the 14th Amendment was actually a declaration of war upon the American people. And we can show that this quiet war or this essential attack by the against the de jure or the actual republics, the republics being your individual states that entered a union. The union is not a country. We have been brainwashed and dumbed down for absolutely so long to believe that the United States is a country when it is no more than a corporation or a union, incorporated to act in behalf of Karl Marx and company.
Okay. Without bringing in the communists into this deal, you know, it was...
John.
Yes,
John,
Mike.
If I may, I just want to interject something, because you made this point, you quoted it properly, but it says, and it is a qualifier in that phraseology, and subject to the jurisdiction, are. You have to meet those three things. Born naturalized and subject to. Not that means not everybody is subject to. The Native Americans were not subject to, and only those people who claim to be a U.S. citizen subject themselves unknowingly. And so if you do not claim to be a U.S. citizen and operate and act as such, that you're not a U.S. citizen, you are not subject to the jurisdiction, and then you stand on that, and these judges go, ape, you know what?
Well, and as has been demonstrated, I mean, just to ask the FBI, coming out and making the claim that there's 300,000 screaming memes out here that call themselves sovereign citizens that had much rather shoot a cop than even have a conversation with them.
Facepalm.
Yeah. All right, Mike, I appreciate your call. Yeah. What?
One last thing, John, real quick. You're fixing to get about the Bundy Ranch situation. I heard somebody on your show a few weeks back claim that it was a lone sheriff's deputy who stood between the people and the BLM and stood them down. And I always heard it was all these overwhelming odds of people with guns that overwhelmed the BLM's
negative.
None of the above.
All of that is negative. All of that is disinformation. What happened, and I was there, what happened was the American people, some armed and some and most not armed, took a stand and said, and pointed their fingers mostly and said, nope. You're not doing that.
Well, and
that
from
as simple as that.
And my understanding, and Mike, thank you. I appreciate your call. I got to go to break here in a minute. And what I understand this was in response to was the Bundys, the federal government, the BLM, coming on the property to remove their personal property because grazing fees were not paid. Now, I did not hear anybody. Now, they were coming out there with guns. I'm talking about the BLM and the FBI, to come out there and to do their duty as they saw fit. Now, we didn't have any court proceedings on this. We didn't go through, well, whose property is it anyhow? Does the 14th Amendment play into this? No, we had the agencies of the federal government moving onto the Bundy Ranch to confiscate their personal property. Now, having said that, the FBI or the federal government claims that they have the right to do this. The Bundys are going, hold on, wait a minute, no you don't. Now, this was not designed to be an armed conflict, but this was in response to all the hardware, all the firepower that started to show up under in and around and over the Bundy Ranch. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes.
All right. So we don't want Clive and Bundy, we don't want his property destroyed. We're here in response to what you guys are doing. This was not started up to be a belligerent in your face to the BLM that we're going to create a situation to invite the Fed in to throw around their supposed power. In actuality, it was exactly the reverse.
Amen.
All right. Let's take... All right, and we'll get to all your calls. Rob, Chris, Kurt, Fritz, and all you guys. We'll get to your calls here. Because this is not done by a long shot. And I'm starting to wonder, Tom, and we can talk about this as well, is there anything that came out of this trial of the Bundys and the other accused? Is this going to have an effect on the Nevada case? Well, let's take the break. We'll be back in three. Tom Lacavera Stewart is with me today. And he comes on in a couple hours, folks, 9 p.m. Central Time, 9 to 11, with his own program to delve more into the subject matter at hand. We'll be back.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back talking with Tom Lacavera Stewart here about Malheur. the supposed exoneration of the Bundys, but they're now still not free. A lawyer that wanted to question if they're found not guilty by the jury, Your Honor, and we've already covered the jurisdiction issue, why are they not being set free? Are they free to go? And, of course, that got, and this is bold, because this goes right to the heart of the thuggery of the BLM and the government and its agencies, that the marshals right in the courtroom in front of God and all his people, at least the jurors, and tase a guy because he's trying to ask a judge about detainment. I mean, I think they proved our case right there, but that's subject matter for another time. Let's go to Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
John and Tom, nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
I was going to ask you, John, or ask the question that you brought up about the precedent of this moving forward towards Nevada, but that obviously is something that's going to be, you know, coming along. Now, the other question I have is, what do we have as far as ways of proving, like you say, the thuggery and the overreach and overreaction of the overwhelming force of those people? And
them throwing the Bundy's aunt to the ground with German shepherds and the pictures that I have with little laser sights on my forehead.
You're fading on me again here, Tom. You got to get that.
I'm sorry. The laser sights photos of laser sights on my forehead and of the Bundy's aunt being thrown to the ground with surrounded by German shepherds might have something to do with that.
I go directly to, you guys say the murder of Lavoie. No, that was an execution. I'm sorry. You guys used the wrong word there. It was point blank executing the man. They had overwhelming force. There was no threat. They caught them at an illegal stopping point. They already proved that multiple times over. That was an unsafe intersection to cause that.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
And, you know, if you don't get to create the causality, you know, create the problem, and then the guy jumps out of the vehicle and says, "I'm okay, everything," and then you basically get to exterminate him.
With I might add here at this point, Rob, with no direct visible threat. Now, there were already shots fired at the Finnecombs van. They brandished no weapons. Finnecombe got out of that van, hands in the air, no weapons physical and apparent, and no threat to the people, the armed people on the ground there. And we're just going to...
The only threat was the fact that there were paramilitary people there because they still haven't identified who shot them.
Mercenaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were mercs.
That's one way of putting it. All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were because they were unbadged. There were many reports of that all over.
Okay, Rob. We're about 50 seconds from a break. Is there a statement or a question that you would like to ask?
I think the question comes simply as moving forward. How do you use this proof of overwhelming, abusive overreach of power against the government to prove the further point?
I'll answer that after the break.
Okay, Rob. We got to go to break. Tom said he'd answer that into the next hour. Chris, Kurt, Fritz, and others, hang on. We'll get to all of your calls. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman. If you tuned in today to hear Ron McDonald, well, you can do that tomorrow. Today, we're going to be talking about something that nobody is covering because we're too busy talking about Trump.
Improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.